killer shark repellent bat spray.
Salt and corrosion. The infamous old enemies of the crime fighter.
True. It was noble of that animal to hurl himself into the path of that final torpedo. He gave his life for ours.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
They're used to curious sights, which they attribute to alcoholic delusions.
Batman, the Coast Guard. There's a drifting submarine 2 miles east of Sandy Nose Lightship. It's filled with human jetsam.
They may be drinkers, Robin, but they're also human beings.
Of what use is a dream if not a blueprint for courageous action?
It's not for mortals like us to tamper with the laws of nature.
Surrender, you criminals!
Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Get Koozie. Welcome back to the table, Cole. I'm Taylor Billings.
Am I not muted?
Sort of say.
I'm Cole Wise.
And I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm back from Minnesota.
Cold like Minnesota.
How was your week?
Cold like Minnesota.
Shut up. You're going to get this song stuck in my head.
You can't take the heat, Cole. Stay off the streets.
It's a really, really bad song that he played for me when we were driving to Minnesota, and it really sucks.
Huh.
It's by some idiot rapper.
Well, I'll play it if you want me
no,
to.
No, please don't. I had that song stuck in my head for like a week after you played it for me.
Did you Google it and try to find out more about Little Yachty?
No.
Oh, okay.
Little Yachty can suck a dick.
So you come back a slightly darker shade of skag.
Yeah, Cole? my shoulder skin is peeling off. It's awesome. It's getting all up and
sunscreen
all over your shit.
Cole, have you ever heard of this?
I had sunscreen on. I just was outside so much that after a while, sunscreen wasn't helping anymore.
You know what I find helps instead of sunscreen is beer.
Beer does not help.
It does. You just drink more of it, and you can't feel the sun
Fuck
anymore.
That.
From no, what?
That's
from
how
my,
you get. That's how you get heat stroke, man.
Do you want to tell a story about your cousin?
My cousin
with the heat stroke, and you're just laughing at him. I couldn't believe it.
My cousin. So my cousin, he got extreme. He wouldn't listen to his mom. The kid is like 28 years old and acting like he's like 10, like, no, I don't want to. He is the whitest motherfucker. And this kid got fucking sunburned. And it was funny because he was wearing sunglasses all day, so all of him was red except for, like, right around. He had, like, a raccoon mask going on around his eyes and shit.
Jeez.
And he was burnt to shit. Like, very red, right? Then he starts drinking, like, hard. And all of a sudden he starts fucking shivering. He can't figure out why. I'm so cold. It's like, bitch, you got heat stroke, motherfucker. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm laughing my ass off at him because, you know, fuck him. Because it's better you than me. You know, like, fuck that guy. Should listen to your mom, damn it.
I'm laughing at him because, you know, fuck him. That's good luck.
That's the way it is, you know. Shit, man, you got to put that shit on, that sunscreen.
For sure.
Man, it was that day that was like 96, 98 degrees out.
Yeah.
Fuck,
it was warm. Man, that's been the last week. We hit 100 and something the other day.
Oh, I'm happy I wasn't here for that. Yeah. Oh, no, I was here for that, but I was working all damn day.
Right.
Elijah, how do you handle the heat?
I don't.
You don't?
No, I just die. I just die. I can't deal with it. I can't handle it. I went to Mexico in 08, sometime around then, just melting. I got off the plane, just water is like pouring down my face. Like, I'm the only one, too. Nancy was fine. Everyone else walking around.
Well, the worst.
It was, and I actually drank beer this whole trip, and or booze, or vodka. I couldn't get drunk once. It was just like,
you're just sweating it out so fast.
Pouring out of me.
I've had a day like that with whiskey. I couldn't get drunk, but I had a constant hangover.
And then I lost my glasses in Mexico.
That sounds like a terrible time.
The whole trip.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Awesome.
The worst part was it was really hot in Minnesota, which was fine. Mm-hmm. But I got back to Bismarck, and it was just as hot, and the humidity, so much worse.
And, Here. It's been so dry lately.
Yeah, but I can fucking feel that shit all over me. And I'm like, it's like fucking.
Yeah, it's been gross. Pretty
it's
dry
like
here.
Swamp Thing's ass or something.
That's the thing. I can't handle the humidity. It's weird here because we have like, in winter, it's fucking frozen Antarctic winter time.
Oh, shit. The fuck was that?
I can see that whole thing. That was like
Jesus,
dominoes playing dominoes with guitars.
Sorry.
Well, really shot out of there.
Yeah, you should put your guitars up better. Holy yeah. shit.
Well, I would if there wasn't a Comic Can Koozie picture right there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, and then I was saying, like, the opposite end is goddamn jungle weather that we have where it's just wet and fucking hot in the summer. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just how drastic we get here.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking. It's been so fucking dry here. Like,
no,
I was
I
looking
know.
At the humidity the other day.
There's still moisture 50, in the air.
15%.
No, I'm going with you here. It's been dry the last few times.
Right.
But,
no, I hear what you're saying.
Just the drastics that we have in North Dakota. I think everyone, like, gets that we have frozen fucking winters here, but
yeah.
No one understands what we have for summer.
It's terrible. Just terrible.
Recording. The Comic Can Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
What the hell? Turn that down.
Are you guys ready?
Okay.
You've all been waiting for this.
Just breaking
Turn
news.
It down.
I know you've all been waiting for this. Mamma Mia 2 is coming out. They've announced a release date, and guess what they're calling it?
What?
Here We Go Again. Are we ready? We're going.
Go fuck
oh my
yourself.
God. All right, now I did hear something about this, and that they're going to do all different ABBA songs, but weren't there only a couple good ABBA songs? And
I'm
they
thinking,
were in the
like,
first movie.
Mamma Mia is probably.
And you can't do that song again.
No, you can't. I'm just going to look it up. What was a good ABBA song? Let's see.
Dude, it's a musical.
Dancing you know, Queen. That's it. Dancing Queen and Mamma Mia. That is it.
You know I'm not going to go see it. You know I didn't even see the first one. And I'm not Taylor, so I don't just see sequels.
Pierce Brosnan, though.
Uh-huh. Fuck Pierce Brosnan.
What? You're Jesus like, Christ. If he was Cable, I'd see him. Well, he's going to be a Mamma Mia, too. So
yeah, well, he go. Was a shitty James Bond, too, so fuck
hey,
him.
Hey, GoldenEye, you and I were telling him that GoldenEye is
GoldenEye
one of the best.
Was the one, I said it was the one that everybody's seen. I didn't say it was the best one.
Well, it's up there. It's
Dr. No is one,
one
of the better ones.
Right, but GoldenEye is up there. It's got to be in the top. Well, there's only 20-some, so definitely in the top 10, but come on.
Yeah. Fuck Pierce Brosnan. Fuck about, you and your musicals, you stupid bastard.
Colin Firth?
Was he in that?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it, but, you know, it was...
I don't even... people always
God
bring
damn
up,
it, am I the only one who actually saw the movie?
People always bring up...
Shit.
People always bring up Colin Firth like I should know who this fucking guy is.
Colin Firth, he was in King's Speech.
Yeah.
So, that was a really good movie.
He was in The Kingsman.
He's like the British awesome guy. Like, he's like the British... Guy.
Everybody thinks all the British people are awesome, but that shit's not true.
No, he's like the British James... No,
oh, shit, I forgot. We just started getting some British listeners.
Dude, he,
but yeah, but they, just be because you're an actor and you're British doesn't make you a fucking great actor.
He's like the British Pierce Brosnan, all right?
So the Disneyland stuff, do you hear about this?
No, you were talking. Let's
so,
hear this.
Hazardous materials team was sent to Disneyland on Friday after 17 people, including 6 children, were reportedly hit with feces.
Oh, hit with feces?
What? Oh, it turns out... Wait. Turns out... That a flock of geese was flying overhead and they just shit all over the place.
That is awesome.
They shit all over all these fucking Disneyland people. You know how big and geese turds to, wait, you know how big geese turds are?
No.
I
they're
do.
Fucking huge, man. Oh,
but,
that shit
okay,
is awesome.
So they had to call who now?
A hazardous materials team. And they thought it was people feces at first.
So they came in with a bunch of hazmat suits.
And they're starting washing them off and shit.
Jesus.
Called the cops and the fire department, too.
When you said that, I thought of somebody, like, on a roller coaster flew over and somebody had shit themselves and it flew out. That would have
been so much better.
This is even better. Flock of geese just decided to just start unloading all over these fucking tourists.
Dude,
that shit's great.
You know those geese are thinking that's fucking payback for that Sully situation.
The what?
The fucking Hudson River.
Oh, yeah. Right. Fucking Tom Hanks.
Fuck, man.
Well, not Tom Hanks, but
Sully.
Sully. Yeah.
Sully. Yeah, the dude from Monsters Incorporated.
Sure, right. Oh, yeah. He kamikaze'd a bunch of the geese.
Hello?
What? Are you on your phone?
No.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Way to ruin the fucking...
Thanks, man. We were in the middle of a conversation, and now you're being a dickbag.
All right. Now what are we doing? Same thing?
Yeah. Keep going. More news. Let's hear it.
All right. I got nothing.
What about you, Taylor?
You want me... I can play Mamma Mia again. Go ahead, Cole. That's all. I just had the Mamma Mia soundtrack. I was so excited for it. Or the Mamma Mia sequel. So
I don't know. Excited. I think I'm out of new shit.
Okay,
I really don't have a lot today.
That was some short news.
That's pretty much it. I just had one thing because I'm not throwing up my video segment for this week. There was a new teaser trailer for the Black Panther. Anyone see it?
Yes,
it looks pretty good.
Looks super cool.
Looks super cool.
And I'm glad to see what's his face back in it. Andy Serkis.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be in it.
That was really cool. He was the guy that did the South African guy from, was it?
Civil War.
Civil War, yeah.
Yeah, when he lost his arm. And what happens, God damn it, I can't think right now what character he is, but he has this kind of weird sonic gun for an arm.
Oh, I know what character that is, but now I can't remember.
I can't think of his name for some reason. But he's a Black Panther villain, and once I caught his name
something
from Civil War, yeah, it's just... Claw, I think. Like K-L-A-W.
It's just Claw? That's
it? I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And, which is weird because, you know, it's not a claw.
Well, he doesn't have a hand. They're just like, oh, hey there, Claw.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe they're talking about his actual good hand.
Maybe it's like a nickname to put him down, like a backhanded compliment, you know?
Yep.
There you go.
So I knew he was going to be in it. They didn't show him with the arm yet, but the preview was really cool. What it looked so much different from a Marvel movie, as much as Doctor Strange did from a Marvel movie.
I still haven't seen Doctor Strange, and that came up on what's that?
Netflix.
Netflix just the other day, so I'm gonna watch that this week.
And when did that movie actually come out?
November. I don't have a lot of interest in Doctor Strange as, like, a comic book, so I never really was like, oh, I need to go see this in the theaters, right?
Oh, it's all about the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I don't give a fuck about the... You don't have to watch every one of those movies to get what's going on. It's like wrestling. You can take a break, and then you can come back, and you know exactly where you are, you know?
Right.
I guess.
So
it's true, but you're going to do it anyway. Just in not a timely manner, as everyone else.
Doctor Strange just is not a character that's ever interested me. He's like Professor X or Reed Richards. Like, yeah, they're big characters and shit, but they're fucking boring.
Yeah.
Professor X is not boring.
Professor X is boring as shit.
I will give you Reed Richards.
Read in the comic books. Read in the comic books. Professor X just sitting there. It's like, hey, what's up, Wheels? He's like, oh, hey, we got to get along with the humans. It's like, shut the fuck up. Do you ever say anything different?
Professor X in the comics has been way more interesting than Reed Richards. And goddamn, like, that's... You kind of made me think of, like, characters who have never had their own, like, comic... And, like, Reed Richards is probably one, or just even a miniseries has never had, like, his own thing. Probably because it would suck.
Yeah.
You know?
It would suck.
And he always comes across as the dick.
He is a dick.
Same with Cyclops for some reason.
But Cyclops is actually interesting.
Right. He's a good character.
But speaking of trailers, I seen that trailer for that movie you've been talking about, like, nonstop, that Valerian trailer.
Doesn't that look awesome?
Why are they playing Gangster's instrumental version of Gangster's Paradise in the background?
Thank you. Just give retarded. Me a high five, and I want Nancy to hear this. Nancy and I were, like, just hanging out watching trailers and stuff, and I came across that
one. That sounds like a good, that sounds like date night. Let's hang out and watch some fucking trailers.
And then we watched it, and then I was like, holy shit. I was like, Nancy, hang on. And then I went back to about like halfway from the end. I'm like, listen to this. Then the music came on, and then I'm like, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, listen to me rap and listen to this music, huh?
She doesn't think it's Gangster's
was
Paradise?
This, no. Was this it from is. A more recent trailer?
It was from the Wonder Woman trailer that they played at the Wonder Woman movie.
Right.
Huh, I don't recall.
You don't got to play it for him right now. Just
well,
wait
you
for
can
the
find it. You
just
can find
wait
it.
For the break. But yeah, it was like, I'm watching this trailer and I'm like, the music in the background, I was like, why do I know that? It just it took me out of the trailer, so I stopped watching the trailer and I was just concentrating on the music.
We'll do that later. I want to have you plugged in. You're going to have to do Gangster's Paradise.
Okay, sure.
And then I'll do the trailer, and then we'll...
We certainly can.
Yeah, we'll do it after the break.
Another trailer that I want to see. Another trailer that I want to talk about is the what was it called?
Valerian?
No, it wasn't Valerian. Oh. It was the one with the new James Bond boy. What's his name?
New James Bond boy.
He's blonde in this movie.
Oh, that guy. Daniel Craig.
What the fuck's the name of that movie? It looks fucking awesome, though.
I have no idea.
It's got the dude from, he's got that really buff guy.
Oh, where they're driving around and breaking out of prison and shit?
Yeah.
Baby Driver?
That no, not awesome that one. Too, that looks cool.
That one I can't wait
the
for.
The one that he's talking about looks stupid. It's supposed to be a comedy, and it doesn't look very funny.
I'm going to go see it. And
we're
not even going to tell him what the fucking name of the movie
I'll maybe come
is.
With you, but
whatever. Yeah. Fuck him.
It doesn't look that good.
It looks fine. It looks fine. All right.
Okay. Well, Snowpiercer, remember that movie?
Yeah, it's very good.
Goddamn awesome. Okay, they're making a series now. It's going to be on TNT. What do you think? What? Did we talk about that?
You did talk about that, and yeah. I think the consensus was, why the hell are they doing that? Like, the movie just came out. Why do they already got to make a TV version of it?
But well, here's the thing. Is what I said about, and I've still never seen it, Fargo.
Yes.
On, what is that, FX?
I've heard Fargo is very good, but I can tell you what. From Dusk Till Dawn, the TV series on Netflix, that fucking sucks dick.
Okay, yeah. Do you have a Blu-ray player?
No.
You still don't have one of those? You need to get on that, because I have Fargo Season 1 that you could borrow, and you could watch it if you have Blu-ray.
Dude, they're like...
It's a really good series.
I'm just getting rid of my Blu-ray. You can come over and have it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, because I got a...
PlayStation 4.
I got the PlayStation 4, so I don't need a Blu-ray player.
I've had a Blu-ray copy of X-Men... not the last movie, the one before.
First Class?
The one after that. But the one before the last.
Future Past. There it was. That's a good movie.
Days of Future Past. Okay. Like, Matt gave me a copy of that. And,
never watched it because it's on Blu-ray.
Right.
Okay. Do you look at it like, God, you know, if only.
No.
The possibility.
Yeah, after this, we'll drive by my house, you can have the fucking Blu-ray player.
Okay.
And then I'll let you take Fargo with you, you can watch Fargo.
That's why you don't get hockey jerseys, asshole.
But I hear, like, Fargo was a really good series.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's why I'm wondering, like, well, Snowpiercer end up being that awesome, or do we need it not? Yes, no.
I don't.
What's the consensus here? And here's the other thing, okay. Like, going with movies. I'm hearing about this Emoji movie, which sounds fucking stupid, but I also said the same thing with Lego movie. You know?
Dude. Okay.
So.
Lego. Beloved.
Right.
Shit. Emojis.
Emojis.
Fucking retarded.
I don't know. I mean, like...
Seriously.
I don't know. But...
I think you
anyway,
do
Anyway, Jennifer Connelly is going to be in Snowpiercer.
This TV series?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't...
She's a hot old lady. Like, she's getting older.
But
she's
see,
still good
you know,
looking.
There was enough time between Fargo and the TV series, in my opinion. You know what I mean? There was plenty of time between those series.
Yeah, there was at least from the movie 10, and the 15 series. Years, maybe
right,
20.
So Snowpiercer, great concept. It was a good, like, you know, it had a nice finale to it, you know? So what are you going to do for fucking, let's just say it got approved for 10 episodes. What are you going to do for 10 hours or 5 hours? You're just going to run through this train for 5 hours? I don't know.
We're going off the rails. Let's move on.
No pun intended.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe there was.
Stupid joke.
All right.
Sports?
Yep. Let's move on to Cole and Sports.
I hope there's a new song.
basically my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. It's sports with Cole. Don't shit your shorts. It's just Cole on sports. Golf is not a sport.
Damn.
Let me tell you,
sounds professional.
It does.
Who made that shit?
I'm gonna start with the sports news. I'm fucking pissed. Kay. So we just got we got two teams this year.
You know, you're gonna end with sports news. Fine, go fucking ahead. Segment, go ahead. Asshole. All right, sports news. So tonight they're doing what could be the final game of the hockey season: Pittsburgh versus fucking Nashville. Pittsburgh's ahead 3-2, and if they win the Stanley Cup, they're gonna repeat. So golf is not a sport?
Right.
I went golfing last week. I did fucking awesome. I did really good. And I also got really sunburned.
So that doesn't mean it's a sport. It just means you got sunburned.
Yeah. Right. What about mini golfing? Is that a sport?
Yes.
Because I did that too, and I got a hole-in-one. It was awesome.
All right, see? That's
a hole-in-one mini golf.
Yep.
Nice.
Actually, I got a fucking... I was regular golfing. I got fucking on a par... three or no not on a par four I got three, and that was a long fucking course, like a long hole. So I fucking drove that really well, and then I had a nice fucking shot with my fucking seven iron.
What's a par?
Par is like you're supposed to get it in, like it would at your like good would be four shots.
Okay,
if you get it in three, that's better than average.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so if you got it in one, you're like, oh, fucking.
If you get it in one, that's perfect. But I mean, but yeah, I was supposed to take about four shots, and normally it takes me. I'm not a guy who like golfs at par. I'm like two over, sometimes four over. I'm pretty shitty.
Okay.
But I did really good on that one. I fucking drove really well, and then I hit a really nice shot with my seven iron. And it just landed right up next to the fucking hole, and it just dropped it right in. It was awesome.
Oh. So. With a seven, huh?
Yeah, well, that's that. I chipped it with the seven, but I was pretty far out. I chipped it in right up next to the hole.
I would have used the six.
Yeah, probably. I don't even have a six.
Maybe even right. A 10.
I carry only odd numbers. I got 3, 5, 7, and 9.
See, that's why you're no good, because you have to have an even in there. Usually, no. Normally, I'll have
that's
like
just
a
extra weight, because all these fucking idiots want to get on their golf cart, but sometimes I don't like to golf with other people. I just want to be by myself and leave my phone in the car and not fucking be bugged. So then I just walk, and because I can walk by myself just as fast as like a group of four people playing in carts can fucking drive that shit.
Yeah.
So I keep a very minimum amount of clubs, so I don't got to carry a bunch of shit.
Sometimes when I'm feeling. Yeah, you know, just kind of saucy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pull out the 2 3/4. You know?
I have no idea what you're talking about, huh?
I golf in millimeters. I don't know what you guys golf in. But is that for you? Are you done, Cole? Are you ready for this bullshit?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is fucking bullshit. So, Thursday night, let me preface this by saying, we got two new sports teams in our area. We got Bismarck Bucks, which is arena football, and we got the Bismarck Larks.
Which is a stupid name.
It's not a stupid name. It's our state bird. Show some pride, you goddamn bastard.
Well, isn't
you
won't even wear how often do you see a metal lark?
I did the other day, and it was beautiful.
You see one like one or two times a year.
Go hiking.
I need to shoot some metal larks.
That's anyway.
Is there a bird just called the larks? Or a lark?
There's a metal lark.
Of course they
are. And then there's a lark.
Yeah.
Well, then we're not the state bird. I mean, are they going to be the metal larks, or are they going to be the larks?
Okay, I don't know. But anyway, so we show up. Because when's the last time you've ever gone to anything in Bismarck and it's been fucking sold out? Anything. I don't care what it is. It's been sold out.
Probably shows that I play. Yeah.
Yeah, I go back and listen to the Vex podcast. Takeover. It was great, yeah. Last week, it was great.
David Allen Coe was sold out when he played here.
But did you go there expecting a ticket? I went there expecting a ticket to the ball game. I was going to hang out with Austin. We didn't get to go. We walk up and they're sold out. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. In a good way. I'm glad that, you know, they're doing well. Maybe they'll stick around this time. But
it doesn't surprise me that they're sold out because so many of these assholes like softball. So they're just like, oh, it's pretty much the same thing. And they're going to go to baseball. Baseball's boring as shit. Who wants to fucking sit down and watch that shit? You were going to pay money for that.
I was.
You were going to pay money for that.
So I ended up going to a movie instead, which we'll talk about during the movie reviews. But
I got some sports news. Hey, for the fucking dickhead in the goddamn white Range Rover who tried to run me over on my motherfucking skateboard. Oh, fuck you. God damn it. He was
trying to run you over.
He tried to. He did. He was at a stop sign.
Okay.
He was stopped for a little while, and I was coming through about 18 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
And he waited until it was like the point of no return. If I wasn't on the electric skateboard, if I was on a real skateboard, like I would have had to have bailed and the board would have kept going and I would have fucking fallen off. He came off of the fucking off of the stop sign.
Yeah.
Like and just fucking gunned it and then swerved towards me. So instead of stopping, I just went faster and I got past him and I was like, oh, that's cool. I got by, right? And then I got a block and a half further, and then I got really angry. And I was so angry that I was shaking, and I was shaking so hard I almost fell off the fucking board anyway. I was so goddamn mad. Hey, you in the white Range Rover, you're a real piece of shit, and I hope you fucking hear this, motherfucker. I hope you get drunk tonight and you get in a car accident and you fucking die.
I've been the same way with Cole, only like for other stuff. Like other shit pisses me off that much. Like I got out of the grocery store today. And, like, there was a cart, like, right next to my door and, like, kind of parked, like, under the mirror. And I was like, son of a bitch, somebody purposely just moved the cart right there because they're too fucking lazy to take it back to the stand. Like, they could have moved it anywhere else around my car. It didn't have to be next to my door and slightly under my mirror. Son of a bitch. And I was about a block and a half away before it was just, the car was just shaking because I was so pissed off.
I was trying to save that story for the podcast, but I already had to tell Elijah it because the car ride up here was so uncomfortable because I was so angry I wasn't even talking
this
to him.
This happened today?
Yeah, it happened. I took my car over to Elijah's, then I realized I forgot my notes.
Yeah.
Well, I only live 10, 15 blocks away from Elijah's, so I'm like, I'm not going to drive back there because I just went to pick him up to get up here, right? I'm like, I'm not going to drive back 15 blocks. I'm just going to take my skateboard back, right? So I fucking gunned it on over there.
Oh, so that, you know what you should have done? And you should wear that that GoPro on your head at all times. Get this fucking footage of people that are apparently trying to kill people on boosted boards.
No, dude, I've seen people do shit to this, like with people on bikes and shit, where they swerve towards them.
You're probably thinking of my mom. Because there was this one time when I was
Your
a kid.
Your mom sounds like a real asshole.
When I was a kid, right, we were in our van, in the dirt van, but it was newer then, right? And we were down, well, it doesn't matter where, but there's this two girls crossing the street with their bikes. And my mom maybe didn't see them or something, but she starts going right when they're
Speeds
in the,
up.
No. Just starts going. Like, she stopped and then just starts going when they're in the middle of the crosswalk and knocks this little girl off the bike. I'm like, Mom, stop! She's Jesus like, Christ. What? She's still going. I'm like, fucking stop! She's like, what? I said, you just knocked a little girl off her. I mean, she wasn't going fast. She just bumped her off her bike, but she was about to kill this little girl.
So your mom's as good of a driver as you are.
No. Wrong.
Wrong.
No. Oh, maybe. No, maybe people in this fucking town are... I get it. Some of these guys on bikes are real pieces of shit. They act like they fucking own the goddamn road.
Some are fucking cops.
Some are. But right. For the most part, people on bikes are not that bad. Josh Winters has like horror stories of people trying to fucking like get him to fall off of his bike and shit. They
fucking
and,
people
and I see
to.
It. People That's... swerving at people on bikes and shit. Or they'll get right up on them and start honking and shit. Like, yep. Yeah, people in cars around here are pieces of shit. They're real entitled motherfuckers.
Sideswiped me this one time. Like, I was driving fucking, like, and I was staying on the sidewalk because people drive like fucking shit. So I was on the sidewalk and then waiting, and the light turned green, and it was the walk sign, too. So I start going forward, and I pull into the street, and this car, like, came to my left and turned in front of me and just went, kept going to my right past me, and I hit their car with my bike. And my tire just flips, turns,
oh,
and the
God.
Front of my bike just against the side of their car as they like keep driving. It's this dumb young chick. Doesn't even stop. She just kept going.
And that's where you can go like 35, 40 miles an hour. So she could have hit you pretty fucking.
She could have.
Pretty hard.
So.
Lesson learned. Yeah, my brother was hit on a bike. I just laugh. I've never been hit by a car. Yeah. So
we're going to be doing the dead celebrities now. Taylor, do you have any other than the one?
You're going to mention them, and I'm going to be like, oh, that person died, and this person died. So just go ahead. You've got the list, Cole. This is your fucking thing.
So
you're the one checking Google every fucking day saying no whammies, hoping these people are dead. So it's your fault Adam West is dead, so thanks, buddy.
Wow. We were going to actually save that one for later.
But. Go ahead.
So Sam Panopoulos, the man who created... who's credited with creating the Hawaiian pizza, died.
Good.
At 82 years old.
Great. He deserved it.
I don't like Hawaiian pizza either.
It's fucking disgusting. Credited
for doing the Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, he created Hawaiian pizza. He just had fucking canned pineapple. What? Can't?
So.
You don't got to keep playing it continuously.
Is that the signature mark, just the pineapple?
That's it's the pineapple and ham, Canadian bacon or whatever.
Was there ever a reason for why that's Hawaiian?
Because it's pineapples. It was made in Canada, but ham? I don't know. Oh, ham! They got pigs and
no, but Canadian Hawaii. Bacon is bacon up
fucking
there,
everywhere.
Though. Yeah, but it's not really Canadian bacon. If you go up to Canada, they call it fucking ham.
Yeah,
it's just ham. It's just shaved ham.
Well, that it's gross. Whatever it is, it's fucking gross, and I'm glad he's dead.
Okay, Jesus. Well,
okay, so I'm the dick bag, but I guess it's
gross pizza.
So Glenn Headley died at age 62 of a pulmonary embolism, which is a blockage of an artery in the lungs. You know who she is? I guarantee you know who she is, but just by the name, Glenn Headley. She played
Trueheart.
She played Tess Trueheart and Dick Tracy, Iris Holland and Mr. Holland's Opus, Rita Robbins in Sergeant Bilko. She played Karen Stottlemyre in the TV show Monk, and the most important thing she played was Janet Colgate, aka the Jackal in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, that's right.
That's a top five comedy of my lifetime, dude.
Yeah, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and Dick Tracy, for sure.
You've never seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels? Fuck you. Fuck you, Taylor.
Taylor, I guarantee you've seen that. Have you
not? You have to watch that fucking movie, man. That's a top five comedy of from when I've been alive. It's got your buddy in there, Mike Cocaine.
I love Mike Cocaine.
And it's got Steve Martin. Yes. And Glenn Hedy.
Damn, she was...
She's only 62, it says.
She's only 62.
Oh, that's too bad.
Pulmonary embolism.
She was an odd fox for me. You know, like she was a foxy lady in Dick Tracy.
And, in everything, but she's always kind of plays like the... I don't know. Because of her voice, they always have her as like the wife who's getting ignored. It's her voice or something.
I was going to say, like...
She always was cast funny.
She could have been a great... voice actor, I think.
She probably did some voice acting. I'm not sure about that, though. I didn't look into that too much because I was just looking at her really good shit.
Right.
Especially...
I forgot about Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, though. That's
I'll have great to movie. Watch it.
She was about the only thing... She was about the only thing worth watching Sergeant Bilko for. Like, never seen her and Steve Martin.
You've never seen Sergeant Bilko.
Fuck you, Taylor. I've seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That's way better than Sergeant Bilko. Bilko... Fucking
just saying.
Yeah, everything else you named off, I hadn't seen.
Really?
Yeah. Monk. I heard it was a great show.
Oh, it was great.
Never seen it.
Seen some episodes.
That and Psych are about the only two shows I really ever liked from USA.
Oh, really? Monday Night Raw?
Fuck you, that doesn't even count. That's not even a USA show. That was a show before USA picked it up.
Okay. What about that one show in USA, Fire or something, Burning?
Burn Notice. Every episode was the exact same.
Exactly. That was
never
my
seen
problem.
It, but like it's... I heard it was.
Watch the first episode, and you're like, oh, this shit is awesome, and then quit watching because every other episode is exactly like that.
It's one of those TV shows I can't stand. It's like a the same exact thing. He helps this person, and then they advance the subplot a little further.
Well, I didn't
a little
know. Further, I just like further. I heard like it was like their highest rated show at least for a while.
It was the highest rated show on cable until The Walking Dead came out.
Wow, really? Crazy.
And it wasn't that good. It just doesn't
boring. It just gets boring. It
doesn't do it for you.
Yeah. And then the big one. Is it where we ready for the big death?
The big death. As you can maybe tell from our intro.
We paid homage to the man.
Adam West passed away at 88 years old.
That's Mayor Adam West to you.
88 years old.
Yeah, that's a good run.
Yeah, campiest Batman died this week, and the campiest James Bond died 2 weeks ago, proving that Batman beats James Bond.
Big words.
Wow.
You're right. You think he was the campiest Batman, though?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We all saw Batman
and Robin, right? And I think it was more campy than that, because Batman and Robin wasn't, I don't think they were trying to be in Batman Forever.
Dude, they totally were.
Yeah, well,
yeah, they didn't.
Batman and Robin?
I don't know. Well,
dude, don't you remember?
Then Adam West did it correctly. And George Clooney fucked it up.
See, Val Kilmer.
Yeah,
Val Kilmer fucked it up too.
Even Batman 66, they knew they were campy at the time, and some of the stuff they were doing, they're like, "We know it's goofy, but
dude, some of those quotes from the intro are just like, God.
Sometimes you just can't get rid of a bomb,
right? Yeah, like they're goofy, and I think like some of the stuff was like. Maybe a bunch of them just kind of fucking around, like the writers and whatnot at the time.
Sure.
And like,
well,
like,
they were the ones that jumped the shark, were they not?
No, that was Happy Days, dumbass.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, you're
he
right.
He actually jumped over a shark.
I was thinking shark repellent, and then Batman, and then the 50s and 60s. Okay, I'm sorry.
God.
What was the quote? I think Community. I think it was in Community. Troy says, "Let me tell you, in Happy Days, there was an actual episode where they jumped over an actual shark, and it was the best episode ever." So dumb.
But I will say, going back to Adam West, like when this one punched me in the gut a little bit.
Oh, this one hit me right in the nards. Like when I heard the news. Okay, here's how I heard the news. This fucker
put something on Facebook.
No, he sent me a text saying, "I want to do all Adam West." Quotes for the intro this week.
Is this just a 1 week thing,
like,
too?
Yeah, and I was like, why? In my head, you know, I was like, wait, what the fuck? Like, I know the guy's like in his
80s. Sorry.
So I had to go online. And then if you notice, there was a few minutes of space there. And then I just sent K. Or no, maybe I did K like right away thinking. And then I looked it up and I was like,
oh no.
Oh, shit.
See, I was pissed because he died.
It was hours later.
I was pissed because he died yesterday, and I knew for a fact you guys would see it. And I was like, oh, if he had died like a week and a half ago, you guys might not have known. And then I could have surprised you.
No. That's one thing like I would have found out regardless. Although it was hours later. Not even that long. Like, it was around noon, and the news came out sometime that morning. And it was fucking heartbreaking.
A little bit.
And there's only a few left. I think of, like, for me, heroes or people I've seen, Stan Lee, obviously one of them. And that guy's old, man. Like, he's... Mm-hmm.
Your voice cracked a little. Are you going to cry?
I'm going to cry.
It's okay.
Maybe. And, you know, so, God damn it, let's take a little shot for Adam West.
I ain't taking a shot for shit.
Awesome, Rob.
Taylor and I are going to cheers here.
You guys do that. I'm going to go get the thing for the next part, okay?
Yeah, you get all right, the thing.
I'll pause it.
No, don't.
Oh, no, okay, I'm not pausing. Going. Just keep drinking, all right.
Just keep talking about how you get Adam West.
I just took a Blue 100.
That's a toothpaste right there.
That is. I got fresh breath right now.
Oh, he's got it's even wrapped, sort of.
Sorry. I didn't mean to hit you with the present.
Did you run out of wrapping paper?
I did. I only had enough to wrap the very top of the box.
Oh, man. Christmas music.
Oh, I should.
All right, so...
Wait. I got it here.
Oh, shit. Look at this. The top part. Did you wrap part of this?
Yeah, I only had that much wrapping paper, and I was drunk, and I wasn't going to go to the store to get more.
The only store that
was open was like a couple... It's like a good... 4 miles away, so I wasn't gonna fucking drive there.
The wrapping paper says ho 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 and Merry Christmas. Alright, I got my trusty knife. Yeah, dude.
I'm not very culturally sensitive, though. Sounds like a big fart when you're doing that.
I'm gonna cut something wide open right here.
Just take your knife and go down the side of that whole box. That whole side of that box is taped up.
Okay.
This is probably the most interesting podcast anybody's ever listened to. Well, just opening up boxes.
What?
It's like a YouTube video.
It's probably the most interesting part of an actual podcast. Bug Assault 2.0 Lawn and Garden. What the fuck is this?
It's a shotgun.
Like a gun.
It's a shotgun that shoots salt and knocks bees and flies out of the air from 3 feet away.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Be careful shooting bees because it just stuns them. You got to step on them right away afterwards. But with the fucking with a fly, it'll splatter the shit out of that motherfucker.
Blast them midair.
This is the 2.0 version.
Warning. This may splatter flies.
This is the 2.0 version. I got my pop the 1.0 version, and it would knock a fly. It would kill a fly from 2 feet away. Uh-huh. This one will kill a fly from 3 feet away.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a salt shotgun. So bug assault,
right?
Like assault.
That's pretty goddamn cool. We'll take a photo of this.
I got
this on Twitter.
I got one for me too. It was a 2-for-1 deal. So yeah,
so you just put a little bit of salt in this.
Yeah, use table
cap
salt
here.
Use table salt. Put it up over in here.
You'll, so do you pump it like a water gun?
Yeah, you pump it one time, and then a sight will pop up over here, and you just right here the sight pops up over here, and then just fucking shoot whatever.
I want to see a bug.
You're not supposed to shoot people with it.
Okay,
but
so
I think you can shoot Thurston, because he's your kid, so it's fine.
But like,
how'd you get hit in the eye with it? That really fucking.
Well, don't shoot somebody in the fucking face with it, but get him in the eye or in the arm.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I mean, if it would splatter,
I was gonna say if I shot Taylor in the face.
Don't shoot Taylor in the face.
No,
shoot him in the back of the head because he's bald there.
That's true.
It would hurt. I've been hit with a rubber band.
You ever seen Kill Bill?
Yeah.
When he put like
no, I never did. What's it about?
Killing Bill.
I think it was part two maybe. And
the rock salt.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're getting at.
Oh
yeah.
Shit!
Yeah, that would fucking
shoots
suck.
Her right in the chest. And, man,
that
would be painful. Just have like any salt inside you.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Because
the shit already stings if you have an open cut and you put it on salt.
I've had like a cut on my lip and ate a potato chip once. Dropped
ever,
to my knees.
You ever have like a big scratch and go swimming in the fucking ocean?
Usually on my nards, yeah.
it's your nuts too?
Right. Well, usually it's just open sores for some
open
reason.
Sores?
It never goes away. Shit. I don't know why. Never seen a doctor for it. Ever since that time in Mexico when I went to the
Tijuana,
when I went to that house and saw a donkey. All right. Anyway.
We got movie reviews.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do TV first just because the movie shit is more interesting this week?
I guess it is.
Did you see the Gotham finale? Did you see the finale of Gotham?
I did not, but go for it.
Let's just not fucking do it then.
No, do it.
Fuck it.
I don't worry about it.
It was actually the... You know how I was talking all this shit on Gotham all season long?
Uh-huh.
The last fucking... maybe 4 episodes of the season, shit really amped up, and it was very, very good. They kind of kill off some characters you don't want them to kill.
Hmm.
And one of them dies, and he has a different name after he's dead.
Okay.
And his different name is Cyrus Gold. Do you happen to know who Cyrus Gold is?
Cyrus Gold, I do not.
Solomon Grundy.
Really?
Hmm. So I'm not going to tell you who dies. There's a few people who die. So... Yeah. Yeah, you should watch it. It actually gets kind of good. Kind of fucking sucked through it the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's weird because I got through the rest of the season. I just haven't finished off the last maybe 3 episodes.
It was a good payoff. The last 3 episodes go pretty quick because you don't want them to end.
Okay.
So
cool. I think we watched all the other season finales.
Do you watch the end of Supergirl then?
Shit, no. God, I say like, damn it. I guess we did.
Sure, you want to do the TV reviews? Call. No, I haven't seen anything.
No, it's fine.
We're not going to do that. I'm not going to tell you that. God damn it. I just want you to see that. You're just going to be like,
that.
What
Thurston
the fuck?
Brought that up to me the other day. He's like, oh, did you watch that? I'm like, you know what? I don't think I did.
You really? That one is, yeah. That is a kind of depressing season finale. I enjoyed it quite a bit because shit happened. Like, good shit happened.
And that was only season two after it got picked up from CW.
I'll tell you what, people don't want to watch Supergirl because they think it's going to be fucking girly and stupid and shit. I'll tell you what, they have a better season finale every goddamn season than The Flash does. Fuck The Flash and their stupid season finales.
Flash 1 and 2 were really good, I think.
I didn't like the season finale of number 2. I didn't like the season finale of number 3. And the season finale for number 1 was pretty good.
Yeah. And then Supergirl, I didn't watch the whole season when it was on. I watched it after it was off. I think it got put on...
on Netflix?
Netflix right before it got picked up for CW. And I binged
did,
it.
I did
and
the I was same like, thing.
I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty good show. And I'm not... I wasn't too surprised why they got booted because I don't think they were on the right channel to begin with.
No, they weren't.
But I also don't get why they have to keep all this shit separate with, like, Supergirl still from Flash and then doing, like, Black Lightning in a completely separate thing. And, like, you know that eventually they're going to have to bring them all together.
I think they're
just because of the popularity that I think
they're just
Black
testing
Lightning
the waters with Black Lightning to see if it does well or not before they say it's part of the Arrowverse.
I just hope they don't be like, oh, it's a different universe. So maybe we want to go get Black Lightning from Earth 5 or something and then go get...
I'm going to start spending more time at your house because Preacher's coming up in like 9 days, eight
really?
Days.
Really? That early? Okay.
I think it comes out on June 19th, I believe.
Shit, I was thinking August for some reason.
Hey,
that's pretty cool.
No, don't you remember last year it was on during the summer? And every time you'd go camping, you'd give me a key to your house to watch your dogs or your cats, and I'd go over to your house and watch that shit.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's probably going to happen again because I want to do some more camping.
Actually, we're going at the end of the month. We're going in is it June 21st or July 21st? When are we going?
July something, I don't know.
Okay, I already
but
got
either
the
way,
time off, so...
I'm bringing my fucking salt shotgun.
I'm bringing mine, too.
I'm gonna...
fuck shit up!
Pump it and blast some flies right in the goddamn dick.
Yep, me too. I'm bringing mine, too. And I'm gonna shoot Thurston in the arm, and I hope he's listening. Oh, also, Thurston, you're... He sprained his wrist longboarding.
Yeah, longboarding.
So
sure.
He says that he always tries to tell everybody. He always tries to tell everybody he's a better longboarder than I am.
Oh yeah,
wrong.
He just proved himself wrong there, didn't he?
You know what we should do? We should make a. All right, not make. I mean, I should get back onto his phone and get the audio recording of what happened to him.
You should. You really should.
There you go.
All right, moving on.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews. Boom, boom, boom.
Taylor, you want to talk about your movies first
before
we do
Wonder Woman?
Yeah, let's
get through these really quick.
Okay.
I did see the movie King Arthur. I went to that one.
Yeah.
It was pretty all right.
It looks pretty all right.
Who's your boy that directed it?
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie. So after leaving it, I was like, this reminded me a lot of...
a Guy Ritchie movie?
Right. The Sherlock Holmes movies. And then I come to find out...
Oh, that yeah. He did do those.
You got to take the safety off. Jeez, that does fly out of there. Okay. And then I was talking to Deanne about how we do a podcast, right?
No.
Sort of.
All right. I thought this was a YouTube channel.
And I remember last year, Elijah, at some point, was talking about how Universal Studios was going to be doing like a monster
dark.
Avengers.
Right, right.
Dark,
the dark
universe.
Dark universe.
So here this pops up, and I'm like, holy shit, this is familiar to me.
Uh-huh.
And then Tom Cruise can suck a dick, first of all.
Okay, why?
Because it's not Brendan Fraser. You're going to fall.
Jesus. Look at this.
So that part was a little, I don't know, Tom Cruise was way out of place
in this movie.
Yeah, but
have you seen
Brendan
Fraser lately?
I have.
He kind of looks like a mummy.
So as I'm watching this movie, should I give away who Russell Crowe is?
Already know, Dr. Jekyll.
He's Dr. Jekyll. I'm like, then all this shit started coming back to me because as he's walking through the laboratory, you see the creature from the Black Lagoon's hand inside of a jar. You see a skull.
Really?
You see a skull that is probably Dracula. So it's like, all right. I mean, this is going to be a real thing. And
that's
I hope
kind of cool.
It got
like
shit
that.
On.
But why is creatures. Hand in a jar.
That's
well,
the question.
Because maybe it's a whole species. It might not be Dracula's skull. It might be just some other vampire skull. Right. And it might be some other creature from the black, like a different
creature. I don't know. I really don't know.
Or they all bring that skull to the rest of his body.
So do you recall this quote? No! You must never read from the book!
It was
Monster Squad.
No, not that.
Oh.
What? I can't even understand what the fuck you were just saying.
No, it's from the first. It's from the first Mummy movie, not the Universal. Way back in the day, I'm talking about Brendan Fraser.
That's
okay?
right. You have a hard on for Brendan Fraser and the first Mummy.
So anyway,
and Mummy
the dude's screaming about the book. Don't read out of the book, right? Okay. And there was a scene in this movie where they're in this fight or whatever, and the person whacks the guy across the face with the Book of the Dead from that movie. So. It was like, are they paying homage or is this connected somehow?
It's probably just a fun little Easter egg that somebody wanted to do.
It was great. But I don't know. I really hope that they're going to come out with more of these. But the dickbags decided to release this goddamn movie a week after fucking Wonder Woman. So it got murdered in the theater.
Yeah, it also is Tom Cruise's best movie release internationally ever. So it actually did even more so than the Mission Impossible movies and all that shit. So they made a buttload of money on this. So I feel
bad for
getting murdered in the box office.
I'm hoping to. I thought it was an odd choice to actually kick it off for like the dark universe. Why would you start with the Mummy for one?
It does make sense. If you're looking at other franchises like that, it makes sense from the fact like why would you start with Iron Man?
Most people
wouldn't, but maybe they were just testing the waters, like I was saying earlier with the other thing. But
That's true. I think if you saw the movie, it would make sense. Like what happens in the movie, it totally makes sense that as to why they would, because they're dealing with, quote unquote, with evil. Okay, and that's what Russell Crowe is kind of talking about, or Dr. Jekyll. He's like, we are dealing with evil in the world,
right?
So that's sort of like I don't know. He gets turned into like the superhero kind of guy.
All right, so eventually we're gonna have The Rock. As the Wolfman, right?
You're thinking of Michael J. Fox.
No, he's been cast.
Yeah, because he was a Teen Wolf. Now that he's growing up, he's going to be a Wolfman.
And then he's going to do this.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been tapped to play the Wolfman.
Okay.
In that movie. And then, so are we going to get a Russell Crowe movie? I haven't heard anything on that. I just found out that he was in the
Maybe
Mummy.
He's like the Agent Coulson where he just kind of goes from one movie to the next.
Exactly. He's sort of a facilitator. It's kind of what I got from this
Only
movie.
Only they're not going to kill him off, so he's probably going to be more of the Samuel L. Jackson.
Agreed.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe gets everyone together.
I think that's exactly what is going to happen.
Cool.
Exactly. But yeah, so, it was great.
I'm digging it.
I'd say it's worth the watch. I don't know about maybe in the theaters. But we'll give that one 3.5 out of 5. And I'll give King Arthur 3 out of 5.
3?
Yeah, it was all right. It's a Guy Ritchie movie. You've seen
I like Guy Ritchie. Have you seen Snatch?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. All of his movies are exactly pretty much the same thing.
They kind of are, because I'm watching this is if you like Sherlock Holmes and you like King Arthur, the character or that story, you'll like this movie because it's like Sherlock Holmes but with King Arthur.
Right.
Pretty much exactly the same. But then we'll talk about the big one because we weren't able to talk about it last week.
Okay.
Wonder Woman! And it was fucking awesome. God, that was a good movie. Cole?
Yeah, it was.
Tell me why it was bullshit.
No, I don't think it was bullshit. I'm going to tell you about the stuff that I liked and the stuff that I didn't like. So Zack Snyder, he directed, he did the Man of Steel and all that.
Yeah. Right.
Which one am I trying to think of? The bad one? Batman versus Superman.
Yes. Right.
So he is either a genius or he's the luckiest son of a bitch in the world. Because you know how she was like kind of like didn't really want to be a hero in that movie? He had mapped out like why she was kind of like not really wanting to be a hero. She's kind of
from Batman versus
Superman.
Superman. Gotcha.
She was like he had planned that
for this movie to show why she kind of like went away from humanity. She didn't wasn't helping humanity ever since World War One.
Right.
She kind of like stayed in the background. So that's what he says. So he's either a genius or he's just the luckiest motherfucker that this thing did well.
Is a liar.
Now, there's two things. First of all, I'm going to tell you what I liked. I really liked how they covered both of Wonder Woman's origins, the one where she's made from clay.
Yeah.
And then the one that they retconned out of that, and then the one that they used later after they retconned the origin, where she was actually the son of Zeus and Hippolyta. And so that makes her a demigod.
Right.
So rather than just, you know, a tough woman, she's actually a demigod. She's not really a god. Like, Ares called her a god in the thing.
Right.
She's half human, half god.
Okay. Right. So they kind of put both those together.
They jam both origins into this movie, and they did it in a way that made sense. Like, the clay thing was just a story that you would tell to children so that they don't know the awful, awful truth.
Even though that was kind of the original.
Yeah. Now I'm going to say something I didn't like. I didn't like the lightning power that she had. She got
lightning power.
Okay, at the end, Ares, like shooting lightning at her or something, and somehow she's able to catch it on her little bracelets, her little metal bracelets, okay, and throw it back at him. Where the fuck did that come from?
The Flash.
Yeah. Yeah, she apparently met the Flash before he was born.
So she can't. She's a demigod. Why can't she do that?
Because she can't do it. She can't do it. So now they're just giving her fucking powers. That's how Superman got too goddamn powerful. Is they just started giving him powers.
I liked it.
I don't know. I thought that was dumb. Okay, now I'm gonna go back to something else I liked. I really liked Steve Trevor. I don't really like looking at Chris Pine. Like, every time I see him, I'm like, that guy kind of looks like a Muppet.
I used to not like this guy, and now, like, I totally love this guy. But like, I actually loved him before I realized, because, like, I think it's just when I see him, like, outside of movies or whatever, I'm like, oh, look at this guy, blah, blah, it's Chris Pine again. But, like, I like him in every movie he's in. Star Trek.
You like every movie he's in, but I just don't. I like every movie he's in. Everything I've seen him in, I liked. I just don't like looking at him.
Hell he looks or High like a Water.
He makes me uncomfortable to look at.
What was the one with all the assassins?
I don't know.
Like one of the first ones he was in,
Assassin's Creed.
I think I know what you're talking about. That was. It was a bad movie.
No, it was a good movie.
And it had Ben Affleck in it and shit, right?
Yeah,
that was a bad movie.
No, it was awesome.
Okay, anyway, carrying on. I really liked
Judgment.
I can't remember this fucking stop interrupting me. I liked Steve Trevor. They wrote him really well. Steve Trevor, a lot of people write him off as a bitch because like he's like Wonder Woman's version of Jimmy Olsen or Lois Lane.
Okay.
But he's not a bitch. He's like a super spy in the comic books. In this, he's a pilot. He's a fighter pilot. He's not a bitch. He's not just there to get rescued and saved. And I really like how they did that. Like, yeah, she's more powerful than him, but he can hold his own.
Right. Yeah. You know? For sure.
They really did well with that in this movie. Whereas he's not just some little fucker off on the sides like, hey, save me, Wonder Woman. Like, kind of like Lois Lane is.
Right.
All
right.
What were you saying?
Just in between them, Gal Gadot and him, like, the chemistry was there way more than it was for me in Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah. The chemistry for sure.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And, like, and she played her role really well. Like, she was fucking powerful woman, able to kick ass and whatnot. But yet she was, like, a child, like, in a new world.
Childlike, kind of
wide-eyed, yeah, like, and very, I don't know
some
how
of
to
that
put
innocence.
It, like,
well, there was, like, this, you're talking about, like, the scene when she was coming through London, right? For the first time?
Right,
and she was, like,
yeah.
The ice cream thing? That bothered the fuck out of me. When, like, you should be proud of yourself with the ice cream. The reason it bothered me was it was lazy writing. They stole that from a different a DC animated cartoon, a Justice League DC animated cartoon, where she was telling the ice cream vendor how proud he should be for being able to make this ice cream or whatever.
Well, he should be.
But he didn't make it is the joke.
Well, maybe.
And
it
came off a lot funnier in the cartoon than it even did in this movie. It was, like, it was lazy writing.
Maybe they're paying homage?
They weren't paying homage. They just ripped it off because they're like, oh, hey, you know how our movies are getting shit on for not being funny enough and not having any funny stuff? We'll just rip off this shit from a different movie.
Well, Cole,
that
as
we already did.
And somebody that has never seen that, I'm glad they did because I got a chuckle out of it.
Yeah, well, to me it was like I just rolled my eyes.
Okay, I was rolling my eyes at the excessive slow motion.
There was a lot of slow motion. It was kind of like watching 300 at some point.
The only time that they really needed the slow-mo, in my opinion, was when she went through that when she jumped up on top of that through that building the first time. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty goddamn awesome.
Now I'm going to go back to one more thing I didn't like.
Sure.
The big plot hole in the whole movie.
Which, I can't believe I'm about to hear this.
The extremely huge plot hole in the whole movie. The picture. When Batman sends her the picture.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He's like, here, found the original.
Right.
That picture, wouldn't it have been destroyed when they bombed the shit out of that fucking town and everyone died? You're just saying they went back and they found the camera and they're like...
I thought it was bombed before, though.
They took the picture. Okay. And then everyone's in... And then the fucking guys leave to go fight the Germans, right? But then the Germans bombed that town.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
That's a good point because...
Now, this gas is eating through gas masks and shit.
Yeah.
And it can't just eat through fucking film.
Well, it's not film. The process is called wet plate.
Whatever. It wouldn't have fucking destroyed it.
Well, I'll show you.
It was cracking the glass in the in the gas masks over the eye holes.
The wet plate is put onto glass.
Yeah. Well,
glass.
It was cracking glass earlier.
Maybe it was in a protective
that
sleeve,
gas was
Cole.
Maybe I don't know. And even if it had survived, you're just going to say that somebody comes over across this old thing and they're like, huh, I wonder what this old fucking dead guy was taking pictures of. And he just finds this picture and he's like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to keep it around for Bruce Wayne to buy later.
You never know.
It's a huge plot hole.
That seems like a pretty minor plot hole.
It's a huge plot hole. The entire boat scene that was improvised.
Boat scene.
Awesome. That was improvised.
That's hilarious.
That goes back to Elijah's point of how good their chemistry was. Right. Those two. The whole thing where she was talking about what you can't sleep with a woman and all that shit.
Yeah.
Totally off the top of their heads.
Okay.
So that was a pretty good scene. I really liked that.
I want to talk about this from a non-fan's point of view.
Okay.
Okay.
From a guy that is not into DC at all, who is not into Wonder Woman was like the last movie I wanted to see this summer.
Okay.
It really was. I was like, wow, Wonder Woman. These fuckers from DC that have been fucking everything up the last few years. It was fantastic. And I was so worried about the actress's, her name is?
Gal Gadot.
I was so concerned with her.
Because he's seen her in a different movie and she sucked, right?
Gal Gadot.
She just didn't seem like an actor. She just seemed like a model that got the fucking job for being hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And she knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
She did a great job.
She was great. She was funny. She was strong. She was charismatic. They both were. Like, I don't know. I think between like her and Chris Pine, it was like really good chemistry, and she knocked it out by far. The only other thing I guess I wanted to say was like, was it really a great movie, or was it we've seen DC movies before, and we've been known for disappointment.
I would put this on the level of this was better than Iron Man. It was better than the first Captain America. It wasn't as good as Captain America Winter Soldier.
To me,
it was one of the better comic movies they've made in the last few years.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're right. You are definitely right. Like, I don't think I would put it as far as some of the. And I hate to do the whole you compare with Marvel and DC, but. In this case, if you were gonna, it's not one of the better Marvel ones.
It is. It would if it were a Marvel movie, it would be one of the better Marvel movies, but it wouldn't be the best one. It wouldn't be as good as Captain America: Winter Soldier.
To me, it was better than Guardians 2. It was way better than Guardians 2.
I don't know about that. I would put them at almost right around the same.
Okay,
they're totally different movies. It's hard to compare.
I don't know. I left the theater after Iron Man, first Iron Man, thinking, I want to watch this one right now, right again. Like, I would go back in. I didn't feel that way with Wonder Woman. I did feel like, this is a great movie. This was awesome. I loved the movie. It was great, and I will buy it when it comes out.
I think the thing... Okay,
but it didn't give me that juice.
Here's my comparison to Wonder
Woman. You know what I'm talking about?
Here's a food comparison to movies. Food to movies.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Iron Man.
Our new segment, food to movies.
Food to movies.
This is a good idea. All
right. Mm. Iron Man is like potato chips. You have a little bit, you want some more, right?
Mm, it's, love them.
It's kind of that way. There's not a lot of...
You can't you
don't
just
get,
have one.
You don't really get full off of it. Like, so you got to watch it more than one time.
You get right. sick.
You know? Yeah, you can kind of get sick of it after a while. With a movie like Wonder Woman, it would be like a it would be like an entree. Yeah. So you watch the whole damn thing. It's really good, but you can't go back and watch it again because it's not laughs and giggles and bullshit. It's an actual kind of it's an actual good movie. You sat down, you kind of got to absorb it before you go back and watch it again. It's like steak or burgers. You're gonna get full. You can't have it again right away. Then you throw up.
Yeah, honestly,
it's a 2.5 hour fucking movie, so right. you definitely don't want to watch it again because you've been sitting down for 2.5 hours. You got to get up and do something.
I'll probably see this one again.
So, what's our takeaway from here? Wonder Woman. It wasn't the steak, but it was probably a really good,
really good burger.
Get the fuck out of here. This one
with cheese
for me.
And bacon. Probably with bacon.
Comic book movie. It's probably gonna get like a 4.3 out of 5.
I was gonna
I'm gonna say 4 on just a regular movie scale.
I would definitely go 4.
I was gonna go on comic book movies, I'd say 4.5. Regular movies, I'd say 4.0. If it were a movie, if it were just a plain old movie,
yes,
and somebody came up with this idea of like a god and all that shit that fought in World War One, I still think it'd be fucking good movie. I still think it'd be above 4.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely a 4, my eyes.
Solid 4.
It's a great movie. I think it's a great movie. I just, like, I just don't know if the hype was pushing that overboard a little bit.
So I'm going to go into this because they had...
Which is weird because, like, it shouldn't have had any hype. And then before it came out, the critics were like, holy shit, what the fuck? That's fucking crazy. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. This week, I'm going to go to it again with Deanne because she hasn't seen it yet. And I'm going to go do it I'm just going to shed the other stuff. I mean, I've already seen it, so I'm going to see it again with that expectation. I'm going to see it again and be like, okay, was it really as good as I thought it was?
I bet you're still going to like it.
Oh, I think I will.
I think I will.
I think I'm just
trying to be devil's advocate.
That's all right. That's all right.
Here's my thing that's pissing me off now. Now you get Essence and Ms. Magazine. These are two magazines.
Okay.
Have their goddamn fucking... Got to put their feminist bullshit out there.
Wow, Cole.
Okay, I'm sorry. We don't normally get into political, social sort of stuff. Yeah. But I'm getting fucking pissed because it's people who don't fucking read comics or don't fucking appreciate watching these DC animated movies. They don't have anything to do with the fucking comic book shit. And now they want to throw their fucking 2 cents in. So both of them put, and they're coming into our shit, and they're coming into our fucking shit, and they're fucking saying, well, this is what I think. Why don't you listen to me? Why don't you make a movie for me? So you got these fucking chicks writing opinion pieces that saying that they're disappointed that Wonder Woman was not black or gay. And Ms. Magazine took it a step further, saying that she should have been fat. She should have been black, gay, or fat. Both opinion pieces suggested that if Wonder Woman were portrayed by black or gay women, then white supremacists would go fucking nutty. Okay, first of all, how many times have we as comic book fans not gone, like, lost our shit when they changed the race?
Exactly.
When they changed the race or the gender even of a... We haven't lost our shit when this has happened before. When they made Kingpin black and he was played by Michael Clark Duncan.
That was awesome.
We didn't lose our shit. We thought it was great. We thought he did a really good job. The Punisher Warzone, everybody sucked in that. We didn't lose our shit. It was just they were bad actors.
To this bullshit. Fucking...
Can I listen after I'm done with my rant? Because I'm fucking pissed. 1989 Batman. Nobody lost their shit that Harvey Dent was black. Batman Forever, when Two-Face was played by Tommy Lee Jones, a white guy, we were all pissed because he did a shitty job. We would have rather had... the other guy,
Billy D. Williams,
do a good job of it.
Right,
you know,
right.
A black guy do a good job. When Catwoman, you guys already had your chance making a fucking superhero, a white superhero, black and a late. You did it with Catwoman, and you fucked it up. You got Halle Berry to do it, and you fucked it up. Nobody cared that Perry White was black.
Right.
Nobody really raised that big of a deal that Jimmy Olsen was turned into a girl.
Right.
Jimmy Olsen was turned into Jenny Olsen.
Do you think maybe? Okay,
and,
go ahead.
And they got the best fucking one was Preacher, Tulip O'Hare. She was a blonde blue-eyed lady, yep. And then they turned her black, and this lady is doing fucking great at it in the TV yep. show. No one cares. So stop fucking saying that, oh, they're, people would have lost their minds. We're not mad at the fucking movie people unless they make a bad movie. That's the way it is. We're mad at you fucking idiots writing your stupid opinion pieces, and you just got to fucking keep your goddamn opinion to yourself sometimes.
Do you think if Wonder Woman was transgender that...
It depends. Is it a good movie or not? That's all that matters in the end. Is it a good movie or not?
What do you got there, Elijah?
Cole, I think you make a great point.
Okay.
But I think Fox News.
If you've seen Wonder Woman, it's makes very a better clear point. That Diana is not an American girl. I think nowadays, sadly, money trumps patriotism.
What now?
Said I didn't... Your World with Neil Cavuto guest, the NYU. They want these movies to succeed internationally, so they're going to dial back. The group also bemoaned the fact that her costume was red, blue, and gold, despite the fact that Diana is not from America whatsoever, unless Themyscira is in fact in Kansas. Certain pundits at Fox News are upset that a fictional character doesn't represent them.
Okay, here's the thing.
Wonder Woman is not American enough.
No, it's...
Oh my God, they changed her costume. Where is the red, white, and blue and the bright stars?
Okay, here...
All right, now Cole.
That was my next point.
Okay.
Was first of all, here's the reason why she's white in the movie. She's Greek. Most people from Greece are white. And as far as Fox News is concerned, they can fucking suck a dick too, cuz it's not your shit. You guys don't go fucking reading comic books. You guys
Taylor,
don't go
write that down. Fox News can suck a dick.
Okay.
Well, so can Ms. Magazine and Essence Magazine.
Uh-huh.
She's Greek. She doesn't need to be dressed in red, white, and blue. She's not fucking Superman. It's all this shit.
But is she even Greek? I mean,
she's Greek. She was born from a Greek god and Hippolyta on Themyscira,
which is okay.
So there's that. Second of all, Wonder Woman isn't necessarily straight. When this lady who wrote this magazine was saying this shit about, why can't she be gay? Well, maybe she is. She might be bisexual, because she made the point in the fucking movie to say that men are necessary for procreation, but not necessarily for pleasure. Which means when you're on Themyscira and there's only women, you might be doing some scissoring.
And they brought this up in DC Comics in the latter years here.
Yeah, the last year that she did say she was
dyking it
something like that. She's not only into women. She's not only into men. Why isn't she fat? This is the last point that Essence Magazine or Ms. Magazine. Why isn't she fat? Because she's a fucking Amazon, and all she does is train for battle. That's why.
Right.
It's.
Now, the Fox pundits
Jonah Hill didn't play Leonidas.
Why,
you know?
Is she not in the red, white, and blue like she was in their Wonder Woman, which was 1970s Linda Carter on the TV show? Because that's obviously all they know from Wonder Woman.
I don't know. I'm just so tired of people who are not into comics having to come in and make a big fucking scene. When Superman dies, you know, all the newspapers lose their shit. When a Robin dies, all the newspapers lose their shit.
And here's the other
thing.
They don't
actually care. They just want to write about something.
Wonder Woman was made in what, 40-something?
1942,
yeah, I believe. Fucking prime, the great second great war, you know, like...
World War II?
Well, that's the one.
When you talk about the Great War, and then it's like, oh, the second one. The
second Great War.
But, of course, there was, like, huge patriotism. Like, everybody was kind of made that like that. I mean, we had Captain America. Like, Wonder Woman, yes, she had the Star-Bangled Banner, like...
Star-Bangled Banner.
He wants to bang that Linda Carter, I think.
Well, ever since preschool, this one time... I had this.
Did your little pee pee wee wee?
Sorry, I took you off track.
So like her character was created like that. Yes, 1940s, whatever, and she kept that kind of the logo and the look for a while and whatnot. Afterwards, yes, in the comic books, they kind of remade her costume and made it look more like you should. They kept elements of colors and whatnot. But she's always been from the Themyscira, or the Amazon.
She's been an Amazon from Themyscira. From the point of her origin until today.
It's about outrage. Everybody needs to be outraged about something. You got the social justice warriors on both sides of it. You really have those people that are bitching and moaning about this, that, and the other thing. You got the Fox News people that say she's not American enough. You can't win.
If they want to bitch about something, fine, but they can't come in and take our shit and bitch about our shit.
But it doesn't matter. You can't win with these people. You could have done anything with Wonder Woman. You know, what with their version, with the Miz's version, and somebody else would have been pissed off because she wasn't this or she wasn't that. I mean, you just can't win with these extremists. And that goes for the left and for the right. You can't. You got to find middle ground. And I think
the queef and the non-queefer.
The queef and the non-queefer. She didn't queef enough in this movie. She really didn't.
Oh, my God. If I could pull out my notes for how many times she did not queef.
Good.
I am outraged. There should have been at least a queef and a half.
All right, I'm done being mad now. So okay. Can we? It was a really good movie. So maybe can we go to do the top 10?
So I'm going to ask you guys. Well, we're running long. Should we do the top 10, or do you want to do a different thing?
What's the other thing?
All right, let's do a different thing.
Okay.
As long as I don't got a drink, I don't want to drink
anymore. No, there's no drinking. So okay. Hold on. All right, so we're going to do just a little segment. We're gonna look back.
Okay.
We're going to look back to a year ago. So I pulled a little... a little clip here from a podcast that we did pretty much a year ago to the date. And I'm going to see. I want to get your guys' thoughts and your reactions.
Go to the date. So this would have been, what, about a year ago?
This has been our second episode we ever did.
One year ago. I'm guessing the clip is from the actual first episode that we have up, right. But nobody can see.
This will be from.
Because we don't have our
actually,
first.
This would probably be the third one. Okay. If I'm thinking about it, because this one comes from the episode Welcome to the Shitcast.
Welcome to the
Shitcast. That was a bad episode.
It was a bad episode.
That was our second official one, our third one. We did the one test one.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I'd still like to go back and listen to that. Maybe we should pull clips from it eventually from that very first episode that got taken down for pedophilic reasons or something. But
why did?
What? I have no idea.
We're
going to listen to an actual clip. And it's going to start right about now.
Okay.
On this day in podcast history.
Because they were fucking awesome.
Jar Jar Binks.
Number one.
Are you fucking kidding? I'm done. No. I don't know.
All right, let me just go through it real quick.
So you got Greedo on there?
Number 9.
I knew he'd be on there.
All right, so number 10 is C-3PO.
Okay. And
then number 9 is Greedo.
Okay.
Number 8 is BB-8.
Okay.
Yeah. Then number 7 is Palpatine.
Okay. All your credibility is out the window. No, I know who number 1 is.
So. Number 6 is Stormtrooper.
Wait, what?
Just Stormtrooper, that's fine.
Just in general?
Yeah.
No. Stormtrooper who whacks his head on the ceiling. That should have been the one.
All right, yeah, put that.
Yoda at number 4. Okay. No, number 5 is Yoda. Number 4, Kylo Ren.
Okay.
Number 3, Han Solo.
Okay.
Number 2, Watto.
Watto. Who the fuck was Watto?
He's in a new one, I think.
He's the fly guy.
You know who Watto is?
Fuck you. Your top two guys were from the first...
Yeah. Oh, wait. And then number one?
Jar Jar Binks. No. This was a shitty... Like, a shitty list for a shitty podcast, I figured.
Yeah, I can't.
I like it. Yeah. Did you just throw in the last two just to piss us off?
Well, here's the thing. I won because I guess number one. I got
four. So there you go, yeah, Paul. Yeah, do you know who Watto is?
Yes, and you explained in the podcast who he was. I don't need you to fucking talk over the clip you're trying to play, dipshit.
I just thought it was a little trip down memory lane. You know, memories. I was looking through, or as I was listening to this podcast today to find a clip for it, it was between this and the fingers. Because at that point...
When the fingers got cut off, and that was when you started bringing up the fingers that nobody has ever identified.
They had found human fingers, and they never...
Well, you should have saved that for another time.
Well, maybe I will.
Well, he can't because it won't be 1 year from today.
All right.
Won't be 1 year ago today.
Oh, that was on the same podcast or what?
Yeah, this podcast was from a year ago today.
That's so fucked up. Like, they never figured that out. Or like, we never heard about it. Like, there's fingers found and God damn it.
Yeah. God we'll
never
damn it.
Figure out where they came from.
Oh, man. Well, I think this is Comic Can Koozie for the week. I don't want you to play the traditional outro because there is something I do want to play.
Oh, okay.
To say goodbye to our Adam.
Oh, man.
To our Adam West. So, with this week's edition of Comic Can Koozie,
I am Elijah Kirby, and farewell to
the greatest
Batman ever. Come on. Is. Why not?
Better you than me. I'm Cole Weiss.
I'm Taylor Billings.
I love you, Adam.
I'll sing too.
Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West. Adam West, Adam West. I'll come out when they're all gone.